Welcome to the Way Fellowship Church of Dallas podcast series. Please enjoy this message by our own senior pastor, Tavares Gardner.
1 Samuel 16, verse 7. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. The Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." What does the Lord look at? He looks at the what? He looks at the what? He doesn't look at your outward appearance. Because you can be dressed up, but your heart nasty inside. Amen. Touch your neighbor, say, God looks at the heart. You may be seated. Yes, God. There's a story in the Bible. You don't have to turn there, but the Lord brought it to my attention while I was in office. First Kings chapter 11. It's about a king named Solomon who was the son of David the king. And it says in chapter 11, it says he had several 700 wives. Touch a neighbor, said that's a lot of wives. 700 wives. 700 wives. 700 wives. Some of y'all said, I got problems with one wife. I can't even handle my one. How can I have 700 wives? Not only that, wives, and these wives included princesses. And check this out, he had 300 concubines. We call it in today's terms, side pieces. So side pieces has not just been going on since the 21st century, but touch a neighbor, says side pieces were going on before we were even born. We just got a new name for it. Touch a neighbor, said 300 side pieces. So imagine you are connecting your spirit with 1,000 women. He had a different woman for every day. 365 days a year. A woman for every day. And sometimes he slept with one and didn't even sleep with them anymore. The ones that he really liked, he slept with often. Sure is quiet in here. Touch your neighbor, say, you ain't got to worry about that. You ain't got to worry about that. You ain't got to worry about that. Now, unless you're a side piece for somebody that's married. Because you know that's going on in the church, right? There are side pieces, side chicks, side men. I can't hear nobody. For some of these preachers and bishops and apostles in the Lord's house. And they're married with children. And you think that you're going to get that man. That man is not going to leave his wife for you. I'm sorry to tell you. He got real quiet right there. But come on, we got to talk about it because it's going on in the church. I ain't talking about the world. I'm talking about in the house of the Lord. Touch the neighbor, says side pieces are going on in the house of the Lord. It's common in the house of the Lord. It sure is quiet in here today. I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about the person sitting next to you. Got some people looking down, got some people looking up. If you just say amen and look straight and smile, I ain't talking about you. But check this out. Verse 4 says, "For when Solomon was old, his wives turned his heart away after other gods, and his heart was not completely devoted to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. Isn't it amazing how people can affect you that much, that they have that much influence over you, that they can turn your heart away from God? The power of influence and the power of sex. What'd you say, Grandma? Grandma says powerful. People can make you do things if there's a longing in your heart that you said you would never do. The unregenerate heart, the one that has not given his heart totally to the Father. Since y'all think I'm playing, I said, there were some things that I would never do. Sean, what'd you say? Sean said, at least I got one honest person sitting on the floor talking back to me. But I said there were some things that I would never do. Well, Charlene and Jalen, I found out I started doing some things, Lou, that I said I wasn't going to do. I said I ain't going to ever kiss no man. I said that's nasty. Well, I did worse than that, because my heart was wicked and unregenerate. And when you're not saved, and even if you are saved, if there's still some areas in your heart that has not been yielded to the Father, yielded to the Holy Ghost, you'll find yourself slipping, dipping, and tipping and doing things that you said you ain't gonna ever do. Soul is quiet in here. That's why you can't even trust your heart, because your heart is deceitful and it'll cause you to do things that you said you'll never do, and you end up liking it. The soul is quiet in here. All right, let me move on from there. And so Solomon had these wives which turned his heart away from God. Let me tell you also, you got to watch who you connect with. Bible says bad company corrupts good moral, corrupts good character. I can't hear nobody. That's why the saved can't be friends with unsaved, because somebody's going to draw somebody. And if you're not strong enough with your saved self, I can't hear nobody, the unsaved darkness will take over light. Now the thing about Jesus, he was around sinners, but he never dimmed his light for nobody. They were always attracted to light. Touch your neighbor, say, people like light. You know they like light because they'll say stuff like this to you. It's something different about you. Touch your neighbor, say, light. When light shines in darkness, I can't hear nobody. Light is attractive. If that's not the case, why are all those bugs attracted to lights? You ever seen them dumb bugs just flying around? They hitting up against the light bulb. I'm like, dumb. They like light. Strange bugs, all different types, shapes, and sizes of bugs are attracted to light. But you must not let those different species of people that are attracted to your light make you dim your light and affect your heart where you won't shine. Got no help in here. Touch your neighbor and say, don't let nobody turn your heart away from God. Now here's the interesting thing about Solomon. God gave Solomon everything that he had. If you read in 1 Kings chapter 3, 4, 5, 6, you see the story and the life of Solomon, that Solomon prayed a prayer. He said, Lord, I got all these people. I don't know how. I need you to give me wisdom how to lead and guide these people, how to go in and out before these people. I need justice. And God said, because you didn't ask for riches and your heart is right before me, I'm not going to only give you wisdom how to lead these people, but I'm going to give you wealth and honor. Then you read about the Queen of Sheba. This woman was already rich. She came because she had heard way from wherever she was about Solomon and his wisdom. And she was like, the half has not been told of all of your splendor. And she was amazed at everything that God had given Solomon, because at that time his heart was right before God. But sometimes, my sisters and brothers, God starts blessing us. God starts meeting every one of our needs, starts fulfilling our desires and our wants. I can hear nobody. And then we get complacent. Then we get beside ourselves. And then we get to thinking we're God now, because everybody is coming to us for everything now. Touch your neighbor and say, don't ever lose it. Don't ever lose it. Touch your neighbor and say, everything you got, God gave it to you. Everything you got, that little car you got, I know you're paying that note, but that, hallelujah, if you didn't have the mind that God gave you, you wouldn't be able to pay that note. I can't hear nobody. That job that you got on, hallelujah, God gave you that job. You know why? Because he gave you the mind, hallelujah, and the knowledge to obtain and work that job. I can't hear nobody. If it wasn't for God, you wouldn't be nothing. So don't you ever turn your back on God when God has blessed you. Don't you ever get complacent because he starts blessing you. And that's what happened. That's what happened to the children of Israel. God started blessing and blessing and blessing. And soon as the blessings start being insurmountable, some of us were just like the children of Israel. God starts blessing, we stop praying. God starts blessing, we stop tithing. Mama again, what did you say about what Poppy said about if you're making too much money and you think you can't tithe because you're making too much money? Well, you say that.
Yeah. This one lady was talking about she was a faithful tither when she was had a job where she was making a small amount of money. And because she was a tither, God blessed her with a job that paid much, much more. And then she got to a point, she said, I make too much money. I can't give that much tithe. He said, well, you know what you need to do? You need to ask God to give you a decrease in your salary, since you can, you know what I'm saying, you can pay on a small amount, but it's difficult to pay on a large amount. So you got to make the choice. Do you want the large amount and still remain faithful, or do you want him to decrease so you can be faithful?
So if you think you make too much money to give tithes, tell the Lord to decrease your money. Since you were faithful on that little money paying tithe, now you're making big money, now you can't tithe no more. Tell him to cut your pay. Somebody said, the devil is a lie. I'm going to give my tithes and whatever he wants, I'm going to give it to him. Because it is a heart issue. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Okay. All right. Turn now. This is an addendum to last Sunday. He telling me to go here. All right. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. And I'm going to try to move on from out of this because people get nervous. All right. But not the way, folks, but maybe the folks sitting next to you. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. When you have it, say amen. Look at verse 6. We got it? 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. Still talking about the heart, how it can be deceitful. The heart is the seat of reasoning. It's where everything that ever happened to you is stored. It is the hard drive of your soul. All right? Now, brethren, now remember this. He who sows sparingly, what? He who does what? Shall do what? What happens? If I sow what? What does sparingly mean? I'm going to get what? He said, and he who sows what? Or my amplified version of the Bible said generously. Listen what it says in the parentheses next to generously. That blessing may come to others will also reap generously and be blessed. Let each one of you give thoughtfully and with purpose. Maybe we're not receiving harvest like we should when we sow because we're not sowing with a purpose. Are you sowing because a man told you to sow? But every time you sow seed, tithe, skip tithe, sow seed, you should write a, what are you sowing for? So many of you are just throwing seeds in the ground, but and it has no purpose. When I sow watermelon seed, I expect. What are you expecting when you sow? I just helped somebody right there. Touch your neighbor and say, what are you expecting when you give offerings? You just don't want to be giving offerings just because the pastor said, no. When we sowed into Apostle Stevenson last week, we sowed with purpose in mind. Because whatever grace is on this life, I want it. Right? He says, generously be blessed. Verse 7, let each one give thoughtfully and with purpose, just as he has decided in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion. Somebody make you give. If somebody make you give, keep your money. God don't want it because you gave under compulsion. Sometimes I gave offering just to shut the man of God up. And I ain't getting nothing, honey. He said, won't you give? Well, we got to have another offering. I'm like, what money do y'all need? And sometimes, you know, I be like, how much do y'all need? I'll write the check so y'all can sit down. But touch your neighbor and say, God don't even want that. Even if you can write the check so they can shut up and sit down like ain't nobody, God don't want it because you gave under compulsion and grudgingly. For God loves a cheerful. And listen, and delights in one whose heart is in his gift. So the Lord loves it when you give, and he takes delight when you give with a cheerful heart, all right? And listen, and God is able. God is what?
Able.
God is who?
Able.
God is what?
Able.
Able to make all grace, listen, every favor and earthly blessing come in abundance to you. Did y'all hear that? Check this out. That means God can give, listen, you such abundant gift that you will not even feel the loss of the generous gift that you gave. Did y'all hear that? But no. God can give you such abundant gifts that you will not even feel the loss of what you gave. Did y'all hear that? Touch your neighbor and say, that sounds like good news. What am I doing? I'm trying to get that heart area where, as it relates to money, where you will give so generously and lavishly that whatever you give, God's going to make up the difference and you ain't going to even feel it. I lost half the church right there. And again, as I always say, I don't want your money. But God wants your heart as it relates to money. Amen. Y'all got quiet. Got quiet. Touch your neighbor and say, I ain't asking you for no money right now. I will in a minute. And God is able to make, look at y'all and got, right? And verse 8, and God is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing. What did it say? Earthly blessing. What did it say? Every favor and earthly blessing, that means there are some things in this earth that God's going to give to me. There are hidden riches and secret places in this earth. I can't hear nobody that God's going to give to me. If my heart is right as it relates to finances and money. He said it's going to come to you in abundance. He didn't say lack. He said it's going to come to you in what? and abundance so that you may always, listen, under all circumstances, regardless of the need, have complete sufficiency in everything. God says you ain't gonna want for nothing. Now, Paul is talking here. He is talking to the church of Corinth because they were collecting money to send back to Jerusalem. And Paul had to send some people because he had to remind them, because it had been a year later. He had to remind them. Now, look, I done already talked to y'all about this offering that y'all gonna give to support the people in Jerusalem. Now, I've been boasting. I've been talking you up. Now, I'm sending some delegates before me to make sure y'all got this money together, because I don't want to come with some more delegates. Hallelujah. And y'all and I have talked y'all up, and y'all ain't got nothing. I've been bragging on y'all, so don't embarrass me. Basically, is what he said. So he said, get your monies together, and then he told him, he said, when you give, you ain't gonna feel it, because God's gonna give it back to you. He said, you're gonna always have more than enough. So you may always, under all circumstances. What does under all circumstances mean? What'd you say, Brittany? I got two Britneys. What'd you say, Britneys?
Everything under any circumstance.
What'd you say? I'ma always have more than enough in any situation. Touch your neighbor and say, in any situation. All right? He said, regardless of the need, have complete sufficiency in everything, being completely self-sufficient in him, not you. Self-sufficient in who? Him. Not you, all right? And have an abundance for every good work and every act of charity. So every time people need some money, every time charities need different money, God says, I'm going to provide the money because you're a giver. And so the liberal soul shall be made fat. And I'm going to always make sure you have enough to give to charities and whatever else is going on, to your church. I can hear about it. To somebody that's in need. I can hear about it. And you ain't got to depend on 501c3s. You the 501c3. I can hear about it. And you can always give to people that's in need. I can hear about it. You can put the homeless people, hallelujah, you can board them for houses for a week. I can hear about it. You can provide meals for them for a week, because you, he said, the benevolent and generous person scattered abroad, he gave to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Which means that he is a giver. And he dispersed abroad. He is a large and generous giver. And it also means, listen, he said, his righteousness remains forever, which means his good deeds that he has done will remain forever. God remembers your good deeds as it relates to giving. Now, I wish I had it, but I don't have it. Now it's too late. I wish I had an easel and a big old piece of paper with a marker, but I ain't got it. The Holy Ghost just brought this to my remembrance, and I got to move on, because I don't want to be stuck on this. Somebody has a question in their head as it relates to tithe, giving it first. Somebody may have a question. I felt this the other day, and I was like, if it comes up again, then I'll bring it up. Every Friday, I get paid, right? The check goes into my bank account. I give my offering, my tithe, soon as that, when I wake up in the morning, that's the first thing that I do on Fridays. I go on the website and give my tithe before any other bills come out. Now, there are times at the same time when that direct deposit hits, other stuff hitting at the same time. So somebody may have a question. Now, here's the answer. I'm talking about, I will not spend another dime until I give that tithe first. Am I making sense on that? Am I making sense? What are you saying? Because stuff is auto draft, and when my direct deposit hits, sometimes auto draft stuff and direct deposit hit at the same time. And so in that case, we don't pay another bill until after that tithe has been given. I'm giving it to him first. Does that make sense? Somebody talk back to me and tell me what I just said. Explain to me what I said. Charlene, tell me. Stand up like they can't see you with your new dude. Come on here. Shake it. Shake it. No. Did y'all see her on Facebook yesterday? Had eyelashes on, makeup did. I said, Charlene, is that you? She had a Facebook photo shoot. I'm like, girl, Norman, don't y'all come back with no more children. All right. But anyway, go ahead. Come on. So y'all understand that? Anybody understand that? All right, I give that tithe first, even though everything, and if you give it first, you won't have, if you just go on, if it's just become automatic, you don't have to worry about it, because it's when you start thinking about it, it's like, go on and give it. If it's on your mind, give it. Touch your neighbor, say, just give it and get rid of it. Don't even think about it, because that devil will trick you. So you know you need 4 new tires. Yeah, I do. But I need to get my tires, because ain't no telling what'll happen when I get the discount tire. Somebody may have gone before me and said, is there somebody named Jacob Jones? I want to buy them 4 new tires. Just go ahead and credit their account. And you walk in and walk in. Oh. Y'all hear what I'm saying? God can do stuff like that. Or you go to Chick-fil-A, I can't hear nobody, and you order you a cookie and cream shake large, I can't hear nobody, with the whipped cream on top, and I can't hear nobody say nothing to me right there. And somebody before you has already paid for your shake, I can't hear nobody. Somebody said, I'm going to sit at Chick-fil-A as soon as church is over. They close, but you can sit there till the morning time. All right. Sit there. All right. Anyway. So, when you give, God will always make sure he provides for you. Amen? Amen. All right. A closed fist ain't going to get nothing. You're going to get nothing. And let me tell you. Now, I don't want y'all to think, listen, there have been times I have received some extra monies, and I'll be looking at that money like. Oh, there's so much I could do. Ooh, I can go buy me some more boots. I can go to the mall, and I can do all this other kind of stuff, and yada 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 yada. And sometimes these extra monies, the tithe escapes my mind. I ain't lying. Y'all sitting up there, oh, the pastor. And I said, no. Mm-mm. You a lying wonder. The first thing we're going to do is give these tithes and offering, and God's going to bless the 90. And then, listen, as soon as I give it, something that I've been wanting, because I don't pay full price for nothing. Everything I get is always on sale. And because I give God his tithe and offerings, listen, there was some boots that I wanted, y'all. Them things were, and I was like, I'm not paying that. The next day, Tony texts me. He said, Dad, I said, what? He said, the boots on sale. I said, hush your mouth. Let me tell you, God will cut stuff in half for you when you are consistent with your giving and tithing, because it is a matter of the heart. So I don't, y'all pay full price for all this stuff. I don't pay full price for nothing. Not even the car that I got. I didn't pay full price for that. They wanted that sticker price. I got me a black Jewish woman. I can't hear nobody. And she her name is Stephanie Nicole Gantgarden. I can't hear nobody. And she told that man, we ain't paying that for this truck. He was like, well, what about this? He said, I'm not paying that. Now, we can go somewhere else and get this truck. You ain't the only one that got this truck. That man started fidgeting and fumbling and went back, kept going back in the office. And she said, we don't want that price either. She said, now, we done drove all the way out to Plano. You going to give me a deal or we walking. I'm like, God, dog, girl, you mean? She said, no, I ain't come out here to play with these folks. They ain't going to get that money from somebody else. They ain't going to get it from us. I said, Lord, you are your daddy's child. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because I'd have beat him, went in there and said, well, just whatever. Everybody said, guard your heart. I started here last Sunday, and I didn't get to finish. Everybody said, guard your heart. Look at Proverbs 4 and 23. I got to move. My time has always seemed to escape me. Proverbs what? Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the spring of life. Who's supposed to watch over your heart? They know you are. I am. Make it you. I am supposed to what? Watch over my. Whose job is it to watch over the heart? Yours. Nobody else's job. You are supposed to watch. Listen. Yesterday when we got home. See, you got to watch what your children are watching because you don't want that stuff to enter into their hearts. Now, lo and behold, one of their favorite Disney shows, Lord have mercy, I don't know the name of the show. Who is it? Andy Mack. I told him, that boy, I said, something wrong with him. I said, he got that spirit on him. No, he don't. I'm like, okay. I said, he got that homosexual spirit on him. No, he don't. That's a boy. I said, it is a boy. I said, but he has that spirit on him. They said, no, he don't. He like a girl. I said, okay. Now, mind you, I done been through this, so I know. Then come, so Caleb, he gonna check the facts. He said, Siri, check out this such, 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 such. And the boy pulled up, he is in that lifestyle. So what they are doing is introducing homosexuality on these Disney shows at a young age, listen, so to get in their hearts, I can't hear nobody, and so they start accepting that it's okay to be like that. It's because if they can get them while they're young, they got them. When they're old, they started making us believe that it is okay for that that other lifestyle. But touch your neighbor and say, you got to monitor what your children are watching. Even this stuff on Disney, I can't hear nobody. This Disney stuff, I don't let my children watch all these witches, even though they look like good witches and casting all these masks. I said, cut that off. We ain't watching that in the holiness house. This is the holy house. Oh, it's just cartoon? No. No, that stuff get in your spirit, and then you start trying to doing some incantation or whatever they call it in your house. They want to get into the hearts and minds of the young people while they're young and pull them into that web. So parents, you have to monitor what they are watching, what they are listening to, because then you mess around and have a witch, a full-fledged witch in your house. Ouija boards and all. Taking them to Walmart to buy the Ouija board. And you don't even know. Did you hear what I'm saying? They're trying to get it. The media is trying to get in the hearts of the young people at a young age to dissuade them from the biblical ways and principles of God. But touch your neighbor and say, not on my watch. So you parents, you monitor, you grandparents, you monitor, especially you grandparents, because these kids know how to get over on these grandparents. Grandparents tired, I can't hear nobody. They in another part of the house, and then they up here watching this mess, hallelujah, and you don't know what's going on in your house, and then them spirits come in your house, and then you got all this warfare in your house. You know why? Because you allowed them spirits. That's why in the old church, I can't hear nobody, even though it was religious, and they called the TV the one-eyed devil, they didn't allow y'all to go to the movies. is because they were trying to keep y'all from sin. So they just told y'all that TV was a sin, was watching TV was a sin. But some of them, they probably told y'all what that was a sin. They probably had a big TV in their house. Oh, they didn't like that either. So touch your neighbor, said, I have to guard not only my heart, but I have to guard my children's heart if I'm steward over children's as well. I can't hear nobody say nothing. And got to watch this music. It's just entertainment. Anytime a man is on a CD or these women doing all this rap and they using vulgar words and you say, it ain't gonna affect me, you a lying wonder. Y'all saw how Juanita Bynum was on the Facebook cussing. She was literally talking about how easy it is to have a cussing spirit. And when you hang around cussers, that thing will jump in your spirit. Oh, yeah, it will. Oh, yeah, it will. I'm a living witness. I had some saved friends. I can hear about it that were cussers. I can hear about it and that would preach the gospel up and down and that would prophesy, but will cuss in a drop of a hat. I can't hear nobody say nothing right there. Why y'all ain't talking about me? And I was hanging around and listening on the phone to them talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. And before I know, oh, I ain't gonna say it like Juanita. I'm just gonna let your imagination run. Then I start cussing. And I have been delivered from cussing. See how easy it is to get stuff in your heart? Y'all ain't saying nothing. And then you start back cussing, holler, can't hear nobody, and the Lord delivered you. Now you speaking in tongues and cussing. Shalalalama. Oh, no. What? So you listening to this music, it's just entertainment. It's just entertainment. But if that entertainment, let me tell y'all something. Most of the artists, the secular artists, and even some of this gospel, is a part of Illuminati. I know y'all don't believe that. I know y'all think that's fake, but most of them are part of the Illuminati, and most of them have gotten to higher heights in the music realm because they have sold their soul to the devil. I know y'all don't want to talk about, and even some of these gospel, if you look at some of these gospel artists, how they first started, how they were talking about Jesus, 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 now their music, you don't know who they talking about. You got to guess if they talking about Jesus, another Jesus. I know y'all don't like that. I'm not old school. I like rap, but I like good rap. Now, gospel rap now. I ain't for all that other. Half the time, I don't even know what they be saying even on the gospel rap. And my kids can just spit it out. And I'm like, what y'all saying? How y'all hear all them words? I can't hear them. Give me a Mississippi Mass Choir where I know what y'all saying. Give me the Canton Spiritual. You've been struggling? No, I don't want to sing that song, but you know, give me something I can understand what you're saying. Even Lecrae, I got to figure out what he's saying. Slow it down. What you saying? I done got mad. All right. Look at Mark chapter 7. I mean, they know them rap songs like, I don't know. I'm like, what? How y'all learn them words? But don't know ABCs. I ain't talking about my kids. I'm talking about your kids. You buying them Jordans and they can't even pass the test. You want them to look fashionable. I can't hear about it, but they soul is lean. Don't even know Jesus. Don't even know Jesus wept. Lights on the bottom of the shoes, but the light in their head is gone out. Okay. All right. Aunt Glenda said it was good. All right. Well, they ain't got mad now. I don't care about you getting mad. I'm going to tell you the truth. They are building prisons now for the future based on test scores that... Look at all the stuff that they put on the south side. All the bad food places. But you got to drive up north to get good food. I can't hear nobody. Good, healthy food. Why come we don't have a Whole Foods on the... All right, I didn't get mad. All right, that ain't what I'm talking about. But for from within, that is, out of the heart of men, come base, malevolent thoughts and schemes, acts of sexual immorality, thefts, murders, adulteries, acts of greed and covetousness, wickedness, deceit, unrestrained conduct, envy and jealousy, slander and profanity, arrogance and self-righteousness and foolishness. I can't hear nobody say nothing. All these evil things come from within to defile and dishonor, come from within and defile and dishonor men. All that stuff come out of our heart. Touch the neighbor and say, that's a lot. And the process of salvation and righteousness and sanctification is to clean your heart out from all this mess, because all of this mess is still in some of us now. Yeah. We got to constantly be renewed in the spirit of our mind to override all this stuff that's been imparted into us in our hard drive. We got to get it out. God has to clean our hearts out. Yeah. Are you understanding what I'm saying? We must keep an eye, a watchful eye, I said this last Sunday, and a strict hand upon all the motions of our inward man. It is your responsibility. It is my responsibility to guard my heart and to keep a strict eye on what I allow into my eye gate, my ear gate. I must keep a charge over what I listen to. There are certain TV shows that I cannot watch because I don't want that thing to set up in my spirit. I can't hear nobody. And then I start performing what I see on TV. I can't hear nobody. I can't hear nobody say nothing. I used to be an avid watcher of Grey's Anatomy, but when they started introducing homosexuality on there, and because I came from out of that, I don't need to be reminded of that. And so I had to stop watching that, even though that was my favorite show, because I don't want to be reminded of where I used to be. And I don't want that spirit to hop out of the TV and get back in me. I used to like Housewives of Atlanta because it was funny, but the cussing and the fighting and the gossiping, I can't hear nobody say nothing. And then before long, that stuff would get in my spirit, and then I start fighting and gossiping and doing all them catty things. So what do you watch? HGTV. Flip that house. Fix her upper. I ain't in the food that much, so I. What'd you say? She likes Shark Tank. So I don't even watch TBN Word Network that much, cause ain't nothing on there. Some of them preachers, I'm like, why are y'all on here? Just wasting space and wasting your money. Ain't got a lick of anointing. So a great duty required. Let me tell, oh Lord, oh, I got to. Who said that? Come on, help me, Travell. Listen, y'all, listen. He just brought it to me. This all off my notes, y'all, but it still has to do with the heart. You have to be careful, even on this Facebook Live stuff. All these preachers getting on Facebook Live, and all these prophets getting on Facebook Live. Everybody named Mama got a word. I mean, every day you're on there talking. I'm like, do you ever hear from the Lord? Or are you just rambling, trying to get an audience because you can't form no church, so you have a Facebook church? I'm trying to. And I just get so irritated because and folks be praying, and I don't know what kind of spirit you manifesting while you're praying, and I know that you just, and so many people are captivated by these Facebook preachers, prophets, and evangelists, and apostles, and apostolates, and shepherdess, and evangelists, and all these titles, but ain't following nobody. And because you too lazy to read your own Bible, to have your own relationship with God, you too desperate for a word, hallelujah, and you got 66 books of the Bible that's full of words.
Thank you for joining our podcast today. If you would like more information about our ministry, or if you would like to sow a seed, visit us at www.twfcdallas.org.